Folks, our 2018 elections are right upon us. This is a traditional political year in the heart of Dixie. It's an even-numbered year. In 2016, we had a presidential race, but this is a gubernatorial year. Historically, in Alabama, we voted more heavily in our governor's race year than for president. That's probably because we're more interested in the local sheriff and probate judges' races, which also run in the gubernatorial year. And actually, who's president? The old adage, all politics is local, definitely applies here in Alabama. Turnout won't be a problem in the upcoming June primaries, July runoffs, or November general election. Folks, we'll have a lot of folks headed to Buck's Pocket. At the recently ended open Senate seat contest, a young TV reporter of one of the stations I do commentary for asked me about Roy Moore and his loss. I told her old Moore had gotten on his horse Sassy and ridden off into the sunset to Buck's Pocket, which, by the way, was a long ride from his home in Gallant in Etowah County. She looked at me with a puzzled look. Probably a lot of you are also wondering what I'm talking about when I refer to Buck's Pocket. Well, for decades, losing political candidates in Alabama have been exiled to Buck's Pocket. It's uncertain when or how this colloquialism began, but political insiders have used this terminology for at least 60 years. Famous Alabama author Winston Groom wrote a colorful allegorical novel about Alabama politics, and he referred to a defeated gubernatorial candidate having to go to Buck's Pocket. Most observers credit Big Jim Folsom with creating the term. Big Jim referred to the pilgrimage and ultimate arrival of his opponents to the political purgatory reserved for losing gubernatorial candidates. Which brings me to another connection or contention surrounding Buck's Pocket. Many folks argue that Buck's Pocket is reserved for only losing candidates in the governor's race. Others say Buck's Pocket is a proverbial graveyard for all losing candidates in Alabama. One thing that all insiders agree on is that once you're sent to Buck's Pocket, you have to eat poke salad for every meal. Once you're sent to Buck's Pocket, Groom suggested, you were relegated to the rural resting place forever. However, history has proven a good many defeated Alabama politicians have risen from the grave and left Buck's Pocket to live another day. Most folks don't know there really is a Buck's Pocket. Big Jim would campaign extensively in rural North Alabama, often a one-on-one on county roads. One day, while stumping in the remote Sand Mountain area of DeKalb County, he wound up in an area referred to as Buck's Pocket. It was a beautiful and pristine area, but it was shown up back in the woods. Big Jim, who loved the country and loved country folks, was said to have said that, you know, I love the country, but I sure wouldn't want to be sent to Buck's Pocket to live. Buck's Pocket is now not a mystical place. If you're traveling up the interstate past Gadsden on the way to Chattanooga, you'll see it. There's actually a Buck's Pocket State Park in DeKalb County, thanks to Big Jim. So next time you hear an old-timer refer to a defeated candidate as going to Buck's Pocket, you know what they're talking about. Thank y'all for listening.